Sandy Parker says it's time to eliminate gun ownership or to restrict it. But I don't know of any law that would have changed that. Our good friend Dr. John Lott is here to discuss it in further detail. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Great to talk to you, Steve.
It seems to me that whenever one of these tragedies occurs, and I empathize with Andy Parker, but to say that it's the NRA's fault, which he also asserted, this shooting in Virginia, I guess sometimes people just need someone else to blame.
Well, I mean, I understand the desire that he feels. I mean, at least I try to understand. And, I have five kids. I can't imagine what it'd be like to lose any of my kids. But, you know, unfortunately, the expanded background checks that he's been pushing are completely irrelevant, not only to his horrible case, but also to all the cases that the president keeps on putting forward. My own belief is the reason why they push this expanded background checks, at least the president's part, is just to make it more costly for people to obtain guns. When in a place like Washington, D.C., it adds about $200 to the price of obtaining a gun. In New York, it adds about $80. And in Washington State, it adds $60 to $65 on the cost of getting a gun. And I think, if you ever go and talk to them and say, well, why not pay for those costs out of general revenue rather than making the person who's trying to obtain the gun pay it, they go apoplectic. You know, it's a complete non-starter. They won't even think of doing that, even though they claim that there'll be reductions in crime that will benefit everybody, not just the guy who's buying the gun.
And, when did we?
But I think it just has to do, they believe that if they make it more costly for people to get guns, there'll be fewer guns out there.
Yeah, when did we stop? When did we stop in America holding accountable the criminal and trying to blame society at large? I mean, that's just the way it comes across every time. And again, I empathize with the man. He lost his daughter in a horrible way, but blame the National Rifle Association? Come on.
Well, I mean, to me, the point is, if you really believe somebody's a danger to others, then you should lock them up. Just going and saying, we're not going to let you legally obtain a gun, doesn't make much sense. I mean, it's kind of like saying, okay, we're not going to let you legally obtain drugs. Does anybody believe that you couldn't get the legal drugs if you wanted to? Does anybody believe that the gangs that provide the drugs, which have lots of guns, couldn't also supply guns to people? I mean, it just doesn't seem very logical. People are a danger to others, rather than just saying, giving them 6 months or a year or a couple of years to go and find a weapon that they can use to do it. Because these guys plot these attacks long in advance. This killer in Virginia was apparently at least thinking about doing this attack for 2.5 months in advance. Yeah. That's a long time.
That's a very long time to sit and ruminate and try to plan it out. Now, one of the places that won't have certain firearms going forward, from what I understand here, is Walmart. Walmart has decided to pull all AR-15 semi-automatic rifles from its store shelves. They say it's not a response to politics, but it makes me wonder, Doctor, what do you think?
Well, they say they're doing it because of drop in demand. It just doesn't ring true to me. I mean, the AR-15 is still the most popular rifle in the United States. It's fallen somewhat from its peak in 2013. Overall, rifle sales are at the highest they've ever been. Gun sales, just generally, by looking at the mixed background checks over the last 3 months, are a record. You know, and these are phenomenal increases over what they were just a few years ago. So, you know, it's possible that Walmart, just unlike every other place that's selling guns, is just having a hard time selling them. But I'm kind of dubious about that. I mean, even if they're just doing mediocre, you would think that they have gun sales. These types of rifles are selling much better than they did a few years ago, and they weren't tempted because of lack of demand to stop selling them at that point. So I think there's something more going on.
And, yeah, I agree with you.
You know, you have these statements from the White House back in the beginning of 2013 about working with Walmart on pushing gun control stuff. You have different attempts by pension funds to divest themselves from Walmart because they've been selling these guns and heads.
Yeah, there's something going on here. Dr. John Lott, always a pleasure, from the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org.